Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Reefport, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. From the very foundation of the world. And now, Heavenly Father, you look down upon this worship service. We pray that your power and your word be manifested through what I say and what I do. So now, Father, we pray that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, to the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us, those that are watching live as we stream by internet, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter, starting at verse 31, I believe. Through about 35. Genesis 29, verses 31 through about 35. And when you found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son. And she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord have looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. She conceived again and bare a son, and said, because the Lord have heard that I was hated, and have therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use a topic as we continue the celebration of February, which is a love month. The topic we've been focusing on is love. I want to use for a topic a deferred love, an unusual love story. A deferred love, an unusual love story. If we think about the word love, it can be a noun or it can't be used as a verb. It describes a person, place, or thing. I was taught in elementary, and a verb expresses action or state of being. At least that's what my teachers taught me. But when we think about this word love, it's more than what we just explained. God revealed to the world a love. love story. A story that reveals the birth of a nation called Israel or Israel. And when we think about what God was sanctioning, declaring, and decreeing, we see the manifestation of every single blessing God has for each and every one of us. God has supernatural resources for each and every one of us, those that are called by his name, for all who are born and birthed in the world. Of the 8 billion people in the world, we have always suggested and implied that God created them all, but not all are God's people. My brothers and sisters, love is mentioned even in the book of Genesis, for we find in Genesis 22:2, it said God was speaking to Abraham, and he said, take thy son, thy only son, whom thy love, and offer him as a sacrifice. But then I'm reminded of something Jesus said, of something that was said concerning Jesus at what we call the baptism, where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all appeared at one point, and God spoke and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So love isn't unusual, because even in the book of Genesis, God was speaking of love as he told Abraham, offer your son Isaac as a sacrifice. And we'll tell you a little bit about Isaac later, because Isaac became a nation as well. But when we think about what God is doing, he was implementing love even in the Garden of Eden, when we were under what is called conditional covenant, which was the laws that God had sanctioned, declared, and decreed for the world. But thank God, not only did he have a conditional covenant, but then God has unconditional covenant that he does all by himself. God is love. The greatest love story ever told was in John 3:16, and we heard it already, where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That giving again. God's love is giving. And when we think about God giving, he gave us his very best so that you and I could experience the very best that God has to offer for each and every one of us. It took God sending his son and offering him as a love sacrifice so that we would understand this unconditional love that God has for the world. And this love, my brothers and sisters, was deferred, for it came over 40 and two generations. And we were sharing some of that generational stuff when we see all of the stuff that happened with Leah. And we'll tell you a little bit about Rachel as well. It was generational stuff that was transforming us, that we would see the arrival of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. In the book of Genesis, there is an unusual love story. And this unusual love story speaks of a deferred love. For the historical text and background text states that there was a conflict once between two brothers. You know them well, Esau and Jacob. Esau and Jacob were the sons of Isaac and Rebekah. And Isaac was the son of Abraham. And Abraham was the son of Terah. This story is centered around Jacob. Jacob's name means trickery or deceiver. You're getting to my plot. And we will discover how Jacob's name is symbolic of his character, and how our story reveals how Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. And after that, how Jacob, the deceiver, deceived his father Isaac. so that he would receive the blessing of the firstborn. As a result of that blessing, there was a conflict between two brothers. Esau's desire was to kill his brother, Jacob. For fearing for his life, Jacob fled to the hometown of his uncle, who is called Laban, in an attempt to allow the dispute to subside. And while living with his uncle, he meets his cousin, basically, Laban's daughter, who is called Rachel. But he also has a daughter called Leah. Jacob, we are told, falls in love with Rachel, and then he enters into a contract with his uncle Laban to work 7 years to marry Rachel. But because Jacob did not understand Laban's custom, we are told that on his wedding night, the marriage became a nightmare. Although Jacob consummated his marriage, it was not with Rachel, it was with Leah. But Rachel, whom Jacob loved, was left in waiting and deferred. The trickster was tricked by his uncle. The deceiver was deceived by his uncle. For Laban anticipated that the switch would possibly result in a double wedding. He had already figured out he loved both, so I can get more from him. But if we look back at the switch, my brothers and sisters, the first switch of the switch was initiated by Jacob before his father Isaac. When we see how Jacob pretended to be Esau, deceived his father Isaac, who now had poor vision. And what it suggests is that sometimes when we try to deceive someone, watch out, because it may fall back on you as well. Antioch, there seemed to have been some divine retribution designed by God concerning the second switch of Rachel and Leah. For the one who was unloved was now Jacob's wife. And this is where the deferred love began. In Genesis 29, 30 and 31, it states, "So Jacob went in to Rachel. Also, he loved Rachel more than Leah and served Laban for another 7 years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her wounds, but Rachel, who was loved, was barren." Isn't it amazing how God has a way of working through situations and circumstances, even though we don't completely understand what God is doing? And sometimes we wrestle and we argue with God because we don't understand and see the outcome of everything God is doing. And what God is simply saying is that I saw everything from the very foundation of the world. I know the results of everything. I know what is planned. I know what you will do before you do it. I know how you will act before you act. I know the decision you will make before you make no decision. But because of my unconditional love, I have given you a free will so that you can do as you please. But there's always actions and consequences to every action. There is a reaction. And when your action contradicts with my action, there is a consequence that will fall upon those who are wayward from me. And so we see all of these things transpiring. Divine retribution.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.